10 Transfusion Commandments. The NHS has listed 10 transfusion commandments that must be central to any decision you make about a transfusion for any patient. Transfusion should only be used if the risks of offering it are outweighed by the potential benefits of administering it, and only if there are no other appropriate alternatives. Laboratory test results should not be the only deciding factor for offering a transfusion. You will need to balance other observations and the patient's preferences. Your clinical assessment of any patients should be backed up by evidence-based clinical guidelines. There is no universal or common trigger for a transfusion. Just because a patient is anemic, there is no set rule that a transfusion will be needed. The patient must give informed consent to any transfusion, so you must first discuss with them the risks and benefits to the procedure, as well as any alternatives available. You must take great care to record all the details about the decision to administer the transfusion, and also record all details of the procedure itself in the patient's clinical record. Good communication and teamwork with your colleagues are essential, as the timely provision of a blood component in situations where patients have a major hemorrhage can drastically improve the outcomes. Check a patient's identity before administering the transfusion. Failure to check the patient's ID can be fatal, and if you are in any doubt, you must not transfuse. Ideally, patients will have a band with their name, date of birth, and unique ID number, which you can check, even if the patient is not conscious. Check at every single stage. It is always better to be safe than sorry, however rushed you may feel. Patients should be monitored throughout the transfusion process to ensure everything is going smoothly and there are no adverse effects. Safe transfusion practice relies upon good education, good communication, and good training.